Hello, this is Dendria Barrow from the Community Archives Center of Tacoma Public Library. I am at Stadium High School, and it is April 21st, 2023, and I am with...
Ilaria Sartori.
Ilaria, it is so good to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
All right. What does this neighborhood, and it could be where you live, or it could be Stadium High School, what does it mean to you?
So, I'm an exchange student this year at Stadium High School, and I live in Northeast Tacoma, and my neighborhood there is beautiful. I love them. They're very nice. They're very nice people, and also my host family. And my neighborhood in Ely, where I come from, is beautiful too. I mean, I grew up with them. They're very nice people, and I love my family, and they make me happy every time. So... comparing them, they're very, very different. Obviously, there are American people and there are Italian people that are completely different from each other, but both of them, they're like amazing people, really. They're very nice.
And what has the Stadium High School neighborhood been mean to you?
I don't really know the Stadium High School neighborhood, but I know that people that are like in the Stadium District, so in the school and the campus, and they're very, very nice. I love them so much, and they are helping me with my English, with my situation here and everything. So with my exchange year, that is like kind of hard sometimes, and they are helping me so much. So they are very, very nice too.
Right on. I'm glad to hear that they are helping you out.
Oh yeah, they are.
They're being so nice. Yeah. I think that's a good thing. How has your neighborhood or Stadium High School shaped you into who you are today?
So in America, I changed my personality a little bit. I was in Italy, and obviously I knew only the Italian lifestyle. So when I came here, it was kind of different. And they helped me to be more American than Italian. And it's kind of a good thing, because we are very close to the fashion, I mean, where I live. So I live like in Milan, close to Milan, and they helping me how to dress up in different ways and how to be maybe in some ways a nicer person. So they helping me very well. And my neighborhood in Italy, they helped me, I mean, I grew up with them, so they made me the person who I am right now. So
excellent. Yeah. I would love to know some differences, like in fashion or personality or attitude or lifestyle. So if you want to share a story, that's the last prompt. Please share a story about your neighborhoods.
Okay. So the neighborhood in America is a normal American neighborhood, I believe. I mean, the one that I know. So smiling people and... you know, like fashion, like normal clothing and sweatshirts and Crocs and stuff. And
it's, I don't know if that's normal, by the way.
But actually, it's normal, I don't know either. I mean, yes. It's normal for you. Yeah, for me, it's not. It's not at all. So people in Italy don't wear Crocs, going around like at all. No. They wear Nikes, they wear like heels and very fancy dresses, clothes, and... yeah, the fashion is very different, but the smile is the same, at least in most of the people, yeah.
And I like that statement. The fashion may be different, but the smile is the same.
Yes.
Yes, it's nice.
And yeah, and also the language is different, obviously, but yeah, I mean, they're people, they're nice, and I love them. I love both of them. Right. Even if they're different.
Can you tell a story about, and I'm adding this question, listeners, so I'm trying to be spontaneous. What was it like when you first came to the United States?
Okay, so I have a very good story about this, because I changed host family when I was here. So I came in Tacoma, and I used to live with a very good family, actually, for the first two months. But... it was kind of hard, because they were from Africa, so they are from Africa, so they have different costumes and languages and stuff, like the culture is completely different than I thought, so the American one. So, and for them was kind of hard too, because they were working so much and I needed some attention, so like rides to go to school, to come, to go back home, to do sports and stuff. And they didn't know that having an exchange student was that hard. They, that was the first time for them. They're very nice people. They're very close to the religion, so the Catholic one and the Christian one, sorry. And that was good, but some differences they made us kind of like break our relationship between us. So I decided to change host family. And then now, so now I'm in a beautiful host family. They're very, very nice. And they're helping me with the language. They're helping me with everything, the American costumes and stuff. The thing that I was thinking about. Actually, my agency was not very good at all. I mean, my agency didn't help me at all. So I'm so glad that I met. The only person who helped me was my local coordinator. So he's very nice, and with him, my host family, they're helping me so much. So not very much my agency, but fortunately, my local coordinator is also new, so it's very nice. And when I came here, also, I met a lot of people, new exchange students, new people. I was at Lincoln High School before, and then I changed also school. So after 2 months, I went to, I came here, so in Stadium High School, and I met a completely different situation between the schools and the people, but the people are every time nice. I don't know if it was a lucky thing or what, but I literally met here like a lot of nice people, and also the exchange students there and here, they're very nice. I still I'm still in contact with my sister, I can call. She was my sister in the first host family that I was with, and her name is Beatrice. She's from Brazil, and she left because she was here only for the first semester, and so we just stay in contact, and we love so much each other. I really love her, and has a sister, and is like, is a very nice thing. I've never had a sister in my life. I have a brother. Now I have a whole sister in the new host family, but at the beginning she was like my first sister and was very, very nice.
Right on. Thank you so much for sharing your story. And I love learning about what it's like to be in the exchange program.
Oh yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Oh, you too. Thank you.